Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Getting the Love You Want a Guide for Couples is a relationship self-help book by Harville Hendricks and Helen LaKelly Hunt, presented here in its third edition. It is best known for introducing Imago Relationship Therapy, a structured approach to couple work that links present-day conflict to earlier emotional wounds and unmet childhood needs, rather than treating relationship problems as simple incompatibility. The book argues that partners are often drawn to one another because each can activate familiar patterns from the past, making the relationship both challenging and potentially healing. The book combines psychology, communication training, and practical exercises to help couples replace reactive cycles with more conscious connection. Its purpose is not simply to reduce arguments, but to help partners build a safer, more intentional bond through dialogue, empathy, and mutual responsibility. As a result, it has become one of the most recognizable books in the couples therapy and relationship education space. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Imago theory explains why partners trigger each other's unresolved childhood patterns. A central idea in the book is that romantic partners are often chosen not only for comfort or attraction, but also because they activate deep psychological material from earlier relationships. The authors call this pattern imago, meaning an internal image shaped by childhood experiences. In practical terms, the book suggests that recurring conflict is not random. It often reflects emotional injuries that have been carried into adult partnership. This framing matters because it changes the goal of couple conflict from winning or escaping to understanding what is being repeated. Instead of assuming that the problem is simply a bad match, the book asks readers to examine why a familiar wound feels so alive in the relationship. That perspective gives couples a different kind of agency that can begin to see frustration as information. The result is a therapeutic model that treats partnership as a site of psychological growth, not just companionship. Secondly, the Imago Dialogue turns communication into a structured healing practice. The book is especially known for its dialogue method, which is designed to slow conversation down and reduce the escalation that often happens in conflict. Rather than encouraging spontaneous rebuttal or persuasion, the method uses mirroring, validation, and empathy so that each partner can feel accurately heard before the other responds. This structure is important because many relationship arguments are less about the original issue and more about the experience of not being understood. By requiring a listener to reflect back the speaker's meaning, the process reduces misinterpretation and interrupts defensive habits. Validation then asks the listener to acknowledge that the partner's perspective makes sense from their point of view, even if disagreement remains. Empathy goes further by focusing on the emotional experience underneath the words. The book presents this process as a discipline, not a vague communication tip. In effect, dialogue becomes a repeatable method for creating emotional safety, which the authors see as the foundation for long-term intimacy. Thirdly, zero negativity and related relational competencies build a safer partnership climate beyond dialogue itself. The book emphasizes broader relationship habits that support stability and trust. One of the best known is the zero negativity principle, which asks couples to eliminate hostile or contemptuous behavior from everyday interaction. This is not presented as a moral ideal, but as a practical boundary that protects connection from erosion through small but repeated acts of criticism, sarcasm, and withdrawal. The book also highlights affirmation and empathy as additional competencies that reinforce the relationship environment. Together, these practices create a framework in which partners are less likely to feel attacked and more likely to remain engaged when difficult topics arise. The logic is straightforward. A couple cannot do deep repair work while the relationship atmosphere remains chronically unsafe. By treating relational safety as something built through disciplined habits, the book moves beyond generic advice to be nicer. It gives couples a concrete behavioral standard that helps preserve trust while they work through more painful material. Fourthly, the book reframes conflict as an opportunity for repair, not evidence of failure. A major contribution of the book is its refusal to treat conflict as proof that a relationship is broken. Instead, it argues that disagreement is inevitable and can become useful if the couple learns how to approach it differently. This is one reason the book spends so much time on power struggle, a phase in which partners stop idealizing each other and begin defending against one another. The authors interpret this stage as a normal turning point in committed relationships, not as a sign that love was never real. What matters is whether the couple can move from reactive opposition into conscious cooperation. That shift requires new assumptions. The partner is no longer an adversary, and the problem is no longer who is right. Instead, the issue becomes how both people can get what they need while protecting the bond. This perspective is one reason the book remains influential. It gives readers a realistic model of intimate life, one that accepts tension while still insisting that tension can be worked through constructively. Lastly, its workshop-based method makes the book unusually practical for couples work, compared with many relationship books that remain primarily conceptual. This book is closely tied to exercises, retreats, and workshop practice. That matters because the skills it teaches, especially dialogue and empathy, are difficult to absorb through reading alone. The book is meant to be used, repeated, and practiced with guidance, which helps explain why it has remained connected to Imago workshops for decades. The third edition continues this practical orientation by presenting relationship change as a learned competency, rather than a spontaneous breakthrough. This gives the book a different status from books that focus mainly on advice or psychological interpretation. It functions more like a training manual for couples who want a method they can actually rehearse together. At the same time, that practical structure can also be demanding because the process requires patience and a willingness to follow rules when emotions are high. Still, for readers who want concrete tools rather than broad encouragement, this workshop-based design is one of the book's strongest features. In conclusion, this book is best suited for couples who want more than general relationship advice and are willing to engage in a structured process of change. It is especially useful for partners who notice the same arguments repeating, who feel stuck between closeness and frustration, or who want a more disciplined way to improve communication. Readers interested in couples therapy, attachment patterns, and practical dialogue methods will find the book especially relevant. Its main benefit is that it gives relationships a clear framework. Conflict is interpreted as meaningful. Communication is taught as a skill, and emotional repair is treated as something partners can actively learn. That makes it more concrete than many books in the genre, which often rely on broad encouragement or personality-based advice. What distinguishes it most is the combination of psychological theory and repeatable technique. The book does not merely describe why couples struggle, it offers a system for how they can listen differently, reduce negativity, and build a more conscious partnership. For readers ready to practice, not just reflect, it remains one of the most influential guides in its category. If you would like to support Harvel Hendricks, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.